7:56 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's a Thursday. That means we talk to Captain Bobby Abruscato and get that fishing report. How you doing, Captain Bobby?
Good morning, Big D. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to let everybody.
I wish you were here with me.
I do too right now. I do want to let everybody know the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Bobby Abruscato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoors, just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and HMS Marine Electronics. That's the home of Garmin. They feature the ultra-scanning sonar. Make sure you choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology. HMSElectronics.com. Or HMS Electronics on Facebook. Took me a second to read that last part. So, Captain Bobby, tell me what's going on.
Man, I'll tell you what, dodged a few squalls early this morning, but, man, it is picturesque right now. I'll tell you, it's got a little cloud cover, which is, of course, keeping the heat down, and that does wonders for the fishing. You know, we're on what's called a neap tide right now, which is a real weak tide. But, you know, the thing is, I've had a lot of people talk about a neap tide and being afraid of it. The fish still feed. You just got to do things a few – a little bit different, you know, to get to them. So in other words, with a neap tide, you have very little water movement, so you got to kind of bring the bait to the fish rather than let the tide take it to them, you know. And that's what we're doing today, and we have just been on an absolute whack fest, man. We've been on everything from real nice trout to some giant bull reds, and you just never know from one cast to the next what you're going to catch.
Man, that's awesome. And I guess the weather should be clearing up a little bit this weekend, at least over land, but what's the fishing looking like for the weekend?
I think it's going to be good. We're going to cycle back into now where we're going to get a little bit more water movement. And like you said, the key is we're not going to have these thunderstorms. So that's going to free you up, be able to free you up to kind of go wherever you want to go instead of having to, you know, dodge the storms. Structure bite's been the best. Everything in deeper water has kind of been the hot bite lately. We got it done. We're getting it done in real shallow water this morning. But the bite, I think, through the weekend, especially as we go into these weaker tides, is going to be things like reefs and wrecks and places where you can find some current, and the fish will be holding on that structure. Slip corks with live bait are going to get it done for you. You can bring some artificial bait. We've caught some on artificial this morning, but this time of year, man, you really got to have the real stuff on there.
Man, you know your stuff, Captain Bobby. And if somebody wants to hook up and get a trip with you, get a trip booked, how do they do that?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. That's the easiest way. Or you can find us on Facebook, too, at ateamfishing. And I should hopefully have some good video from this trip up there a little later on today.
All right. Thank you, Captain Bobby.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Bobby Abruscato's Fishing Report on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you by HMS Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring Panoptic all-seeing live sonar. Choose HMS for all of your fish-finding technology, HMSElectronics.com or Facebook, HMS Electronics, and by McCoy Outdoors on Spring Hill Avenue, just west of I-65.